My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. Can you imagine? Hello, everybody. I'm currently in Brazil, in Cuiabá. I had a flight at 3 o'clock a couple of days ago from Johannesburg to Sao Paulo, 4 hours there. And then a like 12 o'clock midnight flight to Cuiabá, got to my hotel about 3 o'clock. There's a 5-6 hour time difference. I didn't really sleep. And then I just went for a long walk just to kind of try and balance it out. My guests are arriving later today. We're joining each other for dinner. And then we start our Pantanal photo tour tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Very different from the Arctic, obviously. But that keeps it interesting. So more update on that one in future episodes. For now, though, I want to take you back to Svalbard. So in the lounge, for those of you that have been on the Stockholm, there's a lot of great conversation that happens there, not just photography-wise or polar bears, just life in general, right? But on this one particular occasion, we're talking about, I was working with Debbie on a workflow, like getting into it, because if you have a recipe that you deploy on every single image, it makes your life a whole lot easier, right? So I was working with her on easy ways to cull your images, catalog them, and then a workflow into the develop module. And the conversation kind of drifted towards how nice it would be if AI can't help us just cull and sort out our images, right? Because I kind of have not a problem, but I have a concern that if I had to give AI my images and say, edit it, right? What's the North Star? What does it use as what makes it a good image? And as we then, the conversation kept going, and one of my things, and this is something I'm not very proud of, but it's my reality. I think the last trip that I did where I literally cataloged and culled the entire thing is Svalbard in May 2019. Right. So I think there was about 4 or 5 other trips that year. And then COVID happened. But as we came back, I've run quite a few trips since 2021 all the way through now. And you get to a stage where there's just too much raw data to go through. Like I cannot, it's this big fucking mountain of images. And just the thought of having to go back, whether I work in reverse order from now back or start there, work forward, it's just so much, right? So the conversation kind of was floating around that. And then when we started getting signal, I did a little bit of homework and I found something called Imagen, I-M-A-G-E-N, right? So I'm on their website. I just want to talk you through what they do. It's interesting. And I did a bit of a test drive. So the homepage of this website says the fastest way to edit photos. Finally, an AI-powered post-production software for professional photographers that learns your personal style and saves you time on photo editing. Download now and get 1,000 free AI edits compatible with Lightroom, Cloud Lightroom, Mobile, Photoshop, and Bridge. And then where it became interesting, where it got my attention, you can fill in little things at the bottom. I want to save time on, and then you can choose more than one. My workflow, personalized editing, masking and retouching, cropping and straightening, cloud workflow and backups, and culling and selection. So I'm like, wait, what? All right. So I clicked on that and this is what it gave me. It's a bit of a screenshot there. I'll talk about that now. And then it says effortless culling, finding the most flattering photos in each set by mimicking human selection. Enhanced workflow by culling and editing your project in the same app. Customizable culling preferences. Your catalog remains intact while you make your selections. And preview your photos with your favorite AI profile applied directly in culling. So this obviously got my attention because it's literally all we spoke about on the boat in Svalbard, right? So I downloaded the app. And through SmugMug, I got about 2,000 free AI edits. Now, that doesn't go a long way if you think of how many times you move a slider, each is an edit, right? But anyway, so I downloaded the software Imagen AI, and it's a very basic interface. Now, I'll put a link to this in the description of this episode. But so what you can do, right, when you start, they have AI profiles. So you can say, okay, cool, add a profile. And what you can do then is you can go and plug in your Lightroom catalog. If you have more than 2,000 finalized images, it can pull from there and it can kind of create a profile of how you edit your images. Now, that seems pretty cool, right? If you don't have that, right, then you can pick an AI profile, but one of their, and I'm reading this off the website, talents or curated by Imagine and start editing. So you can go and select one of, I think, about 15 to 20 profiles of different styles. It's like a preset, right? Now, you know my feeling on presets. So you set this up then, whether you upload your own images and it creates yours, then, or you choose another one. That then is the North Star, right? What you can do then is you start a new project. Now, your project can be either cull or edit. Okay, so I've only played with a cull thing of this. So I then went and it opens up your Lightroom catalog, not in Lightroom, but in this app. It gives you a rundown of all of your folders, right, with the amount of images in each. You can then select a folder. So I just selected Iceland from 2024 September, and then you say upload. So then it takes those images. I'm not sure what the size is that it uploads, but it sends it to this server. And it then crunches it and this and that. This is the culling part of it, right? And it then comes back, and in the Imagine AI app, it gives you all the thumbnails and they're color-coded. For example, green is use this, blue would be duplicate, yellow would be throw this out, and you can customize that as well. So I looked at this and I'm like, okay, well, let's just follow through the process and see what happens. And I then selected a few. This is cool, lose that, do this, do that. When you then say accept, what it does, it takes all of what you did, and I think it does this through EXIF information. It plugs that into your Lightroom catalog so that when you open your Lightroom catalog, it's culled and sorted for you. Now, this is all fine and well, right? But, and I'm going to keep an eye on this, but it's a big but, right? Landscape and wildlife photography, I don't think I trust this thing yet. I love the process. I love what they've done with the idea of it, but we were speaking about it on board then. On the last day, we were close to East Fjorden, so we had signal. So we spoke about it, some of us in the lodge. Not in the lodge, in the lounge. And I pulled up a whole sequence of images of Craig, that big tusker from Amboseli. He was walking straight at us, ears open, but at a distance, and he was blowing dust, right? Now, how is AI gonna know which one of those is the best? I'm sure it's coming. It's everything with AI is coming, right? It's all coming. Skynet, Terminator, it's all coming. But how is it going to choose one of those images and say to me, this is the best one? Because now I have to look at animal behavior, species-specific behavior. Do I want the dust from a creative point of view? Is it more animal-based, behavior-based? So for me, I think the short version is if you shoot other things, I think for weddings, for portraits, for maybe even architecture and stuff like that, I think this is pretty damn amazing. Right? But for the wildlife and landscape genre, I'm not so sure. I look, for example, at the stuff that I gave it to chew on from Iceland, and it did a pretty good job of throwing out the ones that were slightly out of focus or bad composition. Not bad at all, right? But a lot of the time I'm shooting, for example, slow motion, and it throws those out because it doesn't see it as sharp. Or I shoot for my processing, which means the raw file that I've created that is getting judged by this software, right, gets thrown out or gets said, no, this isn't good enough. So I'm wondering if I should invest a little and go in and just try it for one or two trips and see, because if I can teach this thing my style of editing, which I've got questions on as well, because sometimes I want to create a different mood, so it goes off from what my normal style would be, you know what I mean? But if I were to keep on feeding it the information of how I shoot, sometimes slow motion, sometimes for processing, I wonder if it'll get it. Anyway, if you are keen to check this thing out, we just find the website address here is Imagine, imagen-ai.com. And you can play with it. They give you a free bunch of edits so you can play with it. They've got all the FAQs here. But from my point of view, I think it's amazing. If I can find something like this that can cull my work effectively, I'm all in, right? Otherwise, I've got to get someone and sit them down and say, right, here's my work, go through it. But otherwise, I'll have to get there on my own. But yeah, it's interesting. I think we are moving into interesting times The other apps that we spoke about on board, I'll share in future episodes, Snapseed, for example, Edit, the new Premiere on your iPhone. There's some good stuff out there. But if you've tried this Imagine AI and you like it or don't, let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear. But it's intriguing to me, very. But I think for our genres, it might just be a little bit down the line still. Right. I am going to maybe take a bit of a lay down this afternoon because my body doesn't know where it is. And then I start with my clients tonight. For now, though, I am going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. Enjoy your culling, your editing, and I'll chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.